morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
It is Friday, January 8th. Kane, apparently, and I are going to have to talk about stuff over the weekend. Apparently,
why are you hashing out dirty laundry here
I'm
now?
I'm not hashing out dirty laundry.
Totally did, you're just dropping it right now?
I'm just saying, no, third paragraph in my contract.
Yeah.
Needs to be resolved by Monday.
That was all written in invisible ink. What the hell do I know what your third paragraph was? The hell do I know? All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the beautiful Lindsay Walden.
Aww.
All right, Lindsay, it's a whole new year.
Hang on, she's not beautiful.
What?
I told her she was pretty.
Aww.
Okay, then.
Okay, thank you both.
All right.
Uncomfortableness
now on me. So, yeah, let's negate beautiful then. Let's totally negate beautiful and just stick with pretty.
Y'all are
Listen,
very
I've got to do something
you.
In 2016 to start the year off.
I guess so.
Well, you're going to like this, John, because I am like, I don't know if you see, but I am like all scheduled over here. I am like on top of things. So.
Whoa.
First of all, so I'm very excited because this weekend I get to work at the St. Louis, it's actually the St. Louis Bride and Groom Wedding Show. And it's
they're
actually
letting you in that thing?
They are. So excited. It's at America's Center. It's Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. It's 11 to 4 p.m. at America's Center. I have a booth.
Are you
going to
be showing fake dongs?
No, okay. I can't show all of that at the table. I can have those like under the table if
but
someone
your lubes
wants a
and
consultation.
Stuff you can have out on the
right,
table, right?
And any of like the bath and beauty products and stuff like that.
Oh my.
And I'm going to be offering all kinds of incentives for people that want to book like parties during, you know, during the show.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about the wedding and the bridal shows. It does cost $8 to get in, but it's also because you know that the people that are there are really there because they want to do that. I mean,
exactly.
They're planning their wedding.
Exactly.
And so my goal is to fill up my next few months of parties and also to sell some really great products.
That's
to people.
Right.
So
there's
I'm
only
gonna
so
have
many
ideas for like bachelorette parties as well as gifts for people like in the bridal party and stuff like that.
Absolutely. There's only so many holes in the calendar to fill.
Exactly.
Right?
You were gonna say
exactly.
Something else.
What?
Nothing.
So I am gonna have my big pink dice at the table so people can walk over and if they
wait, your big pink dice.
Yes, I have four.
Oh, dice.
Dice, yes,
okay.
Dice. I have four of them and they're big and they're pink.
That one was too
and
easy. Sorry.
You can basically the way that it works is if someone comes over to the table and let's say that they find something in the catalog that they would like that's $20 or less, they roll the dice. Excuse me, $25 or less, they roll two dice, and whatever they roll on the dice the night of their party, that's what they'll pay for their item.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. So they could pay as little as $2?
Correct.
On a $25 item?
On a $25 item.
Why am I not there already? Has it
I know,
started?
Right?
Has it started?
Well, yeah.
Not yet?
But I mean, it's similar to kind of what I was doing back at the thing we did back in April of last year.
Oh,
what was that called? I can't remember what it was called all of a sudden. It's like the bands were there. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. It's like
what
I'm losing
the hell?
My mind.
It was, what?
It was called something. We all did it together.
Dang it. No, I don't even remember.
This is awesome. Radio, folks. We cannot remember the name of
I've recently drank.
Have you?
Not today, but I mean, okay. I'm suffering from hangover and my brain doesn't work.
You haven't already drank today. I'm glad to know.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but no, so I am really excited to be at America Center. I'm going to be there on Saturday. There's actually
no, that's
four
this
of us.
That's tomorrow
that's
Saturday?
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm setting up later tonight, and then I'll be there all day tomorrow from 11 to 4, and then some other girls are going to be there on Sunday. So I'll be there tomorrow, 11 to 4 at America
wow.
Center.
Go and roll the fuzzy dice.
I'm so excited. Not fuzzy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Just pink.
I got excited.
They're party dice.
They're yes,
pink,
they are party dice.
Party
and
dice.
I always associate fuzzy dice with partying. I don't know why that is.
Oh, okay.
Look it up, kids. Fuzzy dice. All right, so let's take a quick break. We're going to go to a song. We'll come back more with Lindsay Walden as John is still, as usual, buried in his phone. When we do come back, though, we want to talk about what you're going to have on the show following ours. Because every Friday, mm-hmm. Sexy Thoughts Radio is on Indio Radio right after the John and Kane Show.
Yep.
So we'll get a little insight as to what you can expect from Lindsay Walden on Sexy Thoughts when we come back.
You know, I got my face in the phone. I found a perfectly framed photo of a UFO.
Really?
It's got to be real.
It's of course it's real
because
Photoshop doesn't exist.
It's perfectly framed.
Photoshop doesn't
we'll
exist.
We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. During the song, Kane informed me that I could not
what?
Open the break.
Okay, could not. That double negative, is that what you said? So that means you could?
But I'm learning about stuffing a baguette with...
What is that, garlic butter?
No, it's spinach artichoke dip stuffed garlic bread, and they're giving me the video on how to do it.
Oh. Did you produce that video?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because usually that's the only ones you watch. But that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Walden. All right, it's our last break with Lindsay. And I know that we were going to talk about a little bit about Friday's show, but I know that you have a moan of the month thing going on. I want to talk about this because I'm going to tell you, it sounds exciting.
Does it? Okay, so actually for this month, because the moan of the month was so successful in our launch month last month, I was blown away by the response. I sold out completely of my stock.
Right.
And that was awesome. So I want to see if we can do that again. But I thought it would be nice to offer one that was more male themed and one that was more female themed, because sometimes the toys, there are some couples toys, don't get me wrong, so I might look at a couples option in the future. So this month you have an option of either the Playmate, which is the masturbation sleeve.
Got it.
For the guy.
Love it.
Okay. Regularly $25.
I mean, I don't have it. I don't possess it. I mean,
well,
I understand.
It's regularly $25.
I just say I understand.
It's regularly $25. It's on sale for $15.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Then if you're a female, or you're maybe wanting to get this for a female partner or someone that you think might be interested, last month we did the head turner. This month we're doing what's called the blind date. Ooh. It's a little bit less intense than the head turner.
Yeah.
It retails for $59, but I'm actually selling it for $45.
What?
Yes.
How can you do this and still make money?
Because
I like
giving offers
ridiculous.
And deals to people. And so here's the thing, though. If you take advantage of the moan of the month, this is what you get along with that. Any lube of your choice, 30% off.
Whoa.
And you get a large toy cleaner at the price of the small one. So you get a $16 toy cleaner for $12.
Wow. This is it. And you got to be responsible.
You have to purchase those things.
I know, but you have to be responsible. If you're going to buy a toy, buy the things that are going to take care of the toy.
Well, yeah. You don't want to degrade it. You don't want everything to fall apart.
Well, yeah.
You know?
We've already done that in this break. We've already done that.
Nothing's falling
apart. There's no degrading.
Nothing's falling apart.
This is awesome.
Your phone's still working.
I am talking about it. So, if anybody is interested, I will have the Moan of the Month specials available at the America Center starting tomorrow.
Moan of the Month specials.
Have you not been listening?
No, he's been buried in the phone.
Moan of the Month. It's what we started last month, John, and it was very
Don't
successful.
Reiterate. What you're doing
so
is reinforcing the fact
the
that he doesn't listen. Don't do that.
And I'm given two options.
Don't do it.
Don't.
It's really simple. Website.
Right.
What is
LindsayWalden.com.
LindsayWalden.com.
MySexyThoughts.com.
Excellent.
Or they can go to Facebook.com/SexyThoughts. Message me that way. I've had a number of people hear me on the radio and have said, hey, I want to take advantage of these specials. I'm
absolutely.
So they can also they can text or call my office at 314-485-9189.
Excellent. And of course, your show follows ours.
It does.
And on your show, you're going to elaborate on all the things you were just talking about.
In addition to one question that I have been getting a lot lately from men or male listeners, male people that are interested in this question, that they are heterosexual and have never experienced any type of anal play and are wanting to know if that makes them gay if they want to.
This is how you're closing out the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
You asked me what I'm talking about on my show.
I get it.
That's how she's going to end it.
Yeah, that's how she's going to end it. With a capital end.
That's right.
I get it. So
people have questions. I'll answer them.
You know what I've never understood?
What?
We're talking about anal play, right? So there's always that reference for like getting a piece of ass. Right.
I think this all the time. I'm like, but you're not actually doing that.
That's never been like a thing.
Uh-uh.
No.
Right?
No.
It's just, it's the slang terminology.
And if you're into anal sex, right, with a male or a female, that's the one body part on humans that's all the same. So if you enjoy anal sex and you identify yourself as straight with a woman, literally, what's the difference?
That's my point.
That's why I'm going to talk about it on my show. But see, John, you're going to love 2016 because I'm not going to try and make people uncomfortable. That's not my goal. It's never been my goal. And I hated the fact that I made John uncomfortable. That's never my plan.
You know what's funny? As I revel in the fact that I make him uncomfortable sometimes. So
do you?
It does.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want people listening.
You just gotta change your
perspective. I don't want people listening that might think, oh, yeah, I want to talk to this person about some therapeutic things. I don't want them to think my goal in life is to make people uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
That's so not what I'm trying to do.
No, obviously.
John's just the big...
opposite of that, actually.
Exactly.
So thank you, Lindsay, again
You're
for your
welcome.
Time today. We appreciate it. Look forward to your show after ours today. Hands together, everyone.
Yay.
Our sex therapist, friend, and ally, Lindsay Walden.
Yay.
All right. When we come back, John, we've got Chris Ando. Are you prepared to do dramatic readings?
Every time you say his name today in show prep, I keep thinking about them shoes, though.
Them shoes, though. Chris Ando. So he's a local author. It's a great book. We're going to get into it literally and do some dramatic readings and find out all about the author when we come back.
Be right back. I
had to get a glass of water.
Did you?
I apologize.
Well, I guess Lindsay does part you.
She make does. You, she makes make me uncomfortable.
Make you all thirsty.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, pretty excited about our next guest. You know, everybody has a book in them somewhere, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Some people, 2, 3, 4, Stephen King, 50, I don't know, right? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Chris Ando.
That's right.
Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
I'm a professional.
You know, we're all about St. Louis at this show. The motto of the show is to be fun, funny, make the world a better place, and I think you're doing all of those in this book.
Well, appreciate that.
All of them.
So Chris, but I feel a little inclined as a professional radio person. Would you like for me to read actually what our producer put together for you?
Okay.
Because it's, you know,
and
actually,
do it in your radio voice.
Well, but I was thinking you should do that. Well, because, I mean, seriously? it's a little more, like, it's more you than me.
Oh, you think so?
I think it is.
Okay. Here we go. Delusions of Grandeur is a compilation of tales and snippets of many lives and characters whose stories entertain, standing alone and entrapped in rapture, woven together. From a deranged con man penetrating the highest reaches of state politics to shocking headlines of a human slaughter chamber on the East St. Louis riverfront, Ando has collected and craftily chronicled the whole spectrum of the St. Louis LGBT community and beyond. And the outcome is nothing short of page-turning.
Right. See, wasn't that worth
that's
that?
That's a back cover. Yes.
It is.
So now I was kind of hoping you were going to read the first bullet point.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, where it's, but you need to do a little more drama.
More, just, okay. Just, here we go. Have to clear the pipes.
Just a little more drama.
Provocative and controversial author of Delusions of Grandeur, released in August and has enjoyed critical acclaim. Writers from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, STL Magazine, Metro Source NYC, Bay Area Reporter, and more. Deputy Editor, AmericaBlog.com.
That's very good. We should do some commercial spots with that.
There it is. I'm down with that. I'm totally down with that. I've done it for 20-plus years here in St. Louis, right. Down with that.
So one day you woke up and said, I'm going to write a book? Like, what happened?
Well, I've been a storyteller my whole life. It's an oral tradition in my family. We originally are from Tulsa. My dad was born in the house where The Outsiders was filmed.
Really?
In North Tulsa.
Really?
And I grew up sitting in the backyard of my grandma's house a few blocks from that house, telling stories next to the train track under a big tree. And it was kind of like the Apollo Theater in the yard, because you had to be engaging to get the attention, or else it was moving on and people would talk over you. So I grew up in that tradition of oral storytelling. And then around 2006, 2007, I just decided that I was going to write it all down, which is a completely different process than telling it. And I was stumped. But my brother Joe had written a book that's done pretty well called Jubilee City. And he said, just write it the way you would say it. And that changed everything. After then, it kind of demystified the process of writing, and it just kind of started coming out. But it was a project in the work for about 7 years.
That's awesome. So when you decided what you were going to write about, did you just go to what you knew? Or what, how did you get inspired as far as the subject matter?
The first goal was pretty modest. It was just a catalog of my stories. So when I die, my stories will live on. So it was just kind of like an ABC of my stories. And then I started putting them together. Then I started seeing these huge gaps that were missing that I had never written about. You know, stories I had told, but then filling in the blanks. And it really evolved. And then I went through a personal situation where a relationship of 13 years ended. I was living in the Bay Area, where I'd lived for a long time, and just kind of, everything was wide open at that point. I moved to New York briefly, and then was offered a job in Philadelphia, and then it hit me that this is my chance to finish the book. And so I turned down the job in Philly, came back to St. Louis, and finished the book.
So it's truly, truly a passion of yours. This is awesome. So in studio with us now is Chris Ando. He's a local author here in St. Louis. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Delusions of Grandeur, some of the specifics you can find out about. I hear some names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That's correct.
Is that
and
true?
Protect myself.
Yes. I love that phrase on TV every time I heard it. The names have been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty, for that matter. So we'll come back more with Chris Ando and Delusions of Grandeur here on the John and Cain Show.
From the city of Tulsa, down by the railroad tracks, below a tree, Chris Ando started telling stories. He had to be quick, he had to be smart, to keep the attention of those around him. apparently it paid off. Because he's now a guest on the John and Kane
show. That's right.
Thank you.
It's definitely paid off. I imagine also you had to compete with the train noise, too.
That's correct.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like
it's a coming.
Right.
It's kind of like being at the Valley Park Funny Bone. I mean, it's kind of just like that, actually, if you've ever been there. Because a lot of those comedians compete with that train that runs back behind the building. It's kind of weird. All right. So tell people online where they can connect with you individually and then how they can get more information about the book.
Okay. If you go to Facebook, go to Chris Ando Stories. Everything I have is there, including the book, my blog, random stories that I publish elsewhere, America Blog and what have you. Vital Voice are all there on Chris Ando Stories on Facebook.
Love it. All right, so Delusions of Grandeur. There are some names in here. There are some entities in here in the book. And this is all surrounding St. Louis, right?
Most of it. It follows me to San Francisco. There is parts in San Francisco, parts in Oklahoma City, parts in New York City. But the bulk of it is in St. Louis, and it weaves in and out of here. So even when it follows me to San Francisco, it follows me back and intertwines.
Now, you have this title of Emperor of St. Louis. And I kind of want to dig into that because historically, I want to find out, first of all, how emperors become emperors. Are they elected? Are they born into it? Do they have to do the cinnamon challenge? Like, what happens?
In my case, it was around 2009. There was a group that was promoting the Metrolink. At the time, there was a lot of Tea Partiers that were trying to defund the Metrolink system. So a group of mostly...
That's a silly concept, but go ahead.
A group of mostly Washington University students were organizing what they call the annual Metrolink prom, where, you have a party on the train, and then elect a king and queen. And I was elected king of Metrolink. And I vowed when I was running that it would not be a one-night thing, that I would totally pimp it out all year.
Yeah, exactly.
And at that time, that's when Prop A came on the ballot to increase funding.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really active in that. Citizens for Modern
Vote
Transit
yes.
was
Vote
working.
Yes.
And everyone thought it was a lost cause because the Tea Party said it was an off election. The Tea Party vowed to defeat it, but we organized.
What were they saying as the reasoning behind defeating it?
Metrolink's a waste of money. That money should go back.
You know what? Public transportation is Chicago's best asset. Like, right. We need something like that for St. Louis that we can go any corners of the city and be somewhere in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It's like Chicago's literally like that.
Sure. I know. I agree with you. And so we galvanized university students and surprised everyone by getting it passed.
Awesome.
No one thought that would happen. And then the organizers all scattered to the wind the next year, but they wanted to see the event continue. So they asked me if I would spearhead the next one. And we were strategizing, well, how's this going to go about? And they said, why don't you host it as the Emperor of St. Louis? Mm. So just like everything, I blew it way out of proportion and just kept running with it from that point on.
So you went from king to emperor. Now, who's more powerful, a king or an emperor?
I was king of Metrolink, and now I'm the emperor of the whole region.
Oh, see, so clearly emperor is where you want to... Yeah, and does it come along with any sort of... Like a what do they call
it? Haters that come with it.
Yeah. Okay. That too. Like people wishing they were king.
Oh, and the crown.
Emperor, the crown. Yeah.
Two crowns.
Really.
A lot of detractors.
This is a serious thing. This isn't just made up. This is for real.
I wrote a column for Vital Voice for many years.
So how often does Mayor Slade consult with you? Actually,
about everything. I actually run things. He's more of a figurehead.
You know what? The cool thing is that every time we have an author come in, I want this to be consistent in 2016 also. But we like to do dramatic readings out of their books.
Sure.
And because Delusions of Grandeur is in front of us in its paperback form, we would love to do dramatic readings out of your book. Are you down with that?
Okay, so would you like me to read it?
No. Okay. We'll perform the dramatic read.
Okay.
You're going to tell us, we're going to flip through, you'll tell us where to stop, you'll pick left or right, and then we'll just start reading dramatically.
Oh my goodness, because there's some heavy stuff in there,
well,
too.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
We love heavy.
While the song is playing, you're going to pick a particular voice for me, a particular something,
and for both of us,
right? And I'll read first, and I'm going to read from page 424.
Oh, you've already picked it.
Story 233. Oh, trust me. All right, we'll be right back on the John and Kane Show.
And we're back here on the John and Kane Show with Chris Ando, author of Delusions of Grandeur. Put your hands together, everybody. We, of course, as we do this for every author we have on the show, Chris, and by the way, Chris didn't blink. Some authors are like, you're going to read out of our book? Chris didn't even bother blinking.
He's like, bring on the show,
yeah,
boys.
He's like, what, you want me to read it? You guys don't have to do nothing. I'll read the damn thing. Shoot, give it to me. But you have already chosen a passage out of here that you want to read dramatically.
I have, but we haven't chosen.
Okay, we haven't chosen mine yet.
Right.
But you did get a suggestion as to the voice to use during the last song. Mm-hmm. What voice are you going to use for this dramatic reading?
Well, what was suggested?
A French prostitute was
suggested. French prostitute.
Somebody in the studio.
Excuse me. page 424, story 233.
Clear the pipes.
Read as a French prostitute. Il has ways of Wisconsin. An acquaintance forwarded me an invite to a monthly orgy club held at the Benal Wiscanti home, complete with a snapshot of the donjon and its fleshly vacuumed carpeting. The invite instructed guests to bring a friend, all the supplies they would need, and food. At first glance, it sounded like frugal voyeur's crafty ways of asking people to come over and have sex in front of him. I posted an update about it that garnered thousands of comments, as well as a few private messages for those who had attended.
Oh, very good. Come on,
now
let's apply. Come on.
It worked.
Come on. If you ever want this book to be on audio, you got to come to us.
Right.
You got to come to us. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip through. You're going to say stop, and then you're going to tell me left or right, okay?
Okay. Stop.
Left or right?
Right.
Ah, this one's called Witnesses. Are you familiar with this one? Because you wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. I was talking to the crab on the front steps one night when we saw a carjacking on the corner. A neighbor had just gotten out of her SUV when the three armed men ran up and forced her back in. Then they drove away. I called 911. There being a carjacking in California and Allen, and they're taking the driver. The last piece of information was key because St. Louis police weren't allowed to chase a vehicle unless someone's life was in danger. The driver was released a few blocks away and back home within 10 minutes. But the chase was already in progress and ended up with a crash on the Forest Park Parkway under the Union Avenue overpass, which had the feel of a tunnel.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, hang on.
Thank you.
Now, you have to read it in not your own voice. You
yes.
Have
now, you have to find a character.
And you find a character. I don't
and
care
you
what
you read it. I don't care. Yeah, exactly. We don't care what the character is.
Okay.
Chris Ando, author of the very book he's dramatically reading from, will do a character voice. Are you reading the foreword? What are you doing?
I'm looking for which story I'm going to read. This is a lot of pressure. It's not every day that I'm on this
show. Just flip through. It's your it's all gold. It's your book. It's all gold.
Okay. You can do read around. Okay, I'm turning to the page right now. It's called Big Faye and her mirror. Big Faye and her... No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm not used to this. Judy Garland.
Nice.
I was at a dive bar in San Francisco.
Hold on. Stop. That's
your voice.
That's your regular voice. No. Author. No.
Okay. I'll read it.
You have to...
Old lady
summon,
voice. How about
old lady voice. Okay, good. Right, I'm done with that.
I was at a dive bar in San Francisco's Gritty Tenderloin. When I saw a woman who looked just like Judy Garland, I struck up a conversation with her and learned she was from St. Louis. I used to live in St. Louis, I said excitedly. Wow, where did you live? She asked. I began rattling off locations. 11th and Shenandoah, Christie Park, 1912 California, 4600 Arsenal.
Oh my God, that's so great.
4600 Arsenal, she exclaimed, and flipped around to grab a bleach blonde woman behind her. This guy was your St. Louis neighbor.
Yeah! Come on!
All right.
Come on!
The blonde had been the girlfriend.
He's still going. He's into it now.
He's still going.
Of the main cage lion. The cute guy who would pace around shirtless in his backyard drinking beer.
Oh, I'm glad you'd kept going. That was a good part right there.
I told her about the nickname and how we enjoyed watching him from our balcony. Yeah, I don't know why he'd do that. He was stupid, she said.
Oh, that's awesome. Come on now. Author Chris Ando, Delusions of Grandeur, the book.
When we come back.
All right, two things real quick before we go to break, because we're going to break right now. We're going to a song. Two things. One, kind of like the alien in Family Guy is what it sounded like a little bit.
Stan.
A little bit. But the shaky voice, too, was great. Yeah, like Audrey Hepburn. Yeah, exactly. So great. You committed to it. Oh, fantastic
that.
Stuff. I cannot wait. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. John, what do we have on tap for next?
We're gonna close the show.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna end it?
Yeah, but we're closing it with an emperor.
Oh, well, that's true. So. And also we do a little thing called Learn What We Learn at the end of the show. You know, hopefully every day is a learning experience, right? Or what the hell are we doing? Yeah. So at the end of this show, the next break, we're gonna ask you to share with us and our audience exactly that. So when we come back, we'll do it.
All right, we'll be back. John and Kane Show. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I have to end
Wait,
the show.
Wait, it's a 2016. Isn't that how you end it?
I'll be sad.
I know. It's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest, author Chris Ando.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Delusions of Grandeur. We had a great time with you today, and I appreciate you spending some time with us. And we had a great time dramatically reading out of the book. There's some very interesting stuff. And even more interesting when you throw voices behind
it. Sure, right.
I mean,
I have a total idea. Okay. I think that when we turn this book into an audiobook, like we'll just all figure out characters, and we'll just read it like the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, each one's a different character. Like,
I love it.
Listen to that? Like right. What's the next voice that's going to show up?
The audiobook is really what's going to be the big thing. You know, no one reads.
No one does read. No, they really don't.
The audiobook would be great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try out my Mexican landscaper voice.
Like, this is not a joke. Like, I'm the executive director for a media company that works internationally, right? My books that I read aren't on audiobook. I called an author and I was like, I will make your book into an audiobook. I'm not interested in that.
Oh, no.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I follow the Amazon rankings and the audiobooks are usually number one.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I still read, right? But like my 30-minute drive into work every day,
right.
I'm listening to audiobooks.
Sure.
And most people are.
Yeah.
Because we have that ability audio-wise on portable devices to do it. And people are doing it all the time.
Right.
So, consider.
Oh, no. John Goddard is producing my audiobook this year. So, and a series of podcasts.
What?
So, yeah, we're going to get
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We've been pushed out already. So.
I know. We've been replaced.
No one incorporates you for the voices.
We never got established and we automatically were replaced. Oh, well. That's the business, though, right? It's just business. It's not personal.
It happens.
It's not personal.
So, Chris, we hope that you've had a fun time on the show today. And normally how we end this show is that we do a little thing called Learn What We Learned.
And it's exactly that. So what we ask of you is to share during your experience in the John and Kane Show and maybe even in the green room before you came on. What it is that you learned in this experience today. Share that with our audience and us, and then we'll do the same for you.
Okay. I'm a little better at sober improv.
Oh, okay.
I would have ever imagined.
I like. Okay, good. There it is.
That's it.
That's what you learned?
Yes, that's what I learned.
I don't know. I thought the old lady
I'm
voice.
A little bit liquored up, you know.
But, the old lady voice,
I'm pretty
though.
Sober right now.
You committed to the. That's what I learned. I learned that you committed to that old lady voice. You went two paragraphs beyond what we wanted you to go,
and
to
finish.
And you sold it.
Yeah.
You sold it. I love that. And you committed to it. And your book's fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it John? My turn?
Yes, it is.
What I learned on today's show from page 280 of your book. I learned, quote, people have sex.
Hey.
That's true.
End quote.
I learned that a long time ago.
Shocking revelations.
Yeah.
That was the shortest quote I could find in a 10 seconds. I was like, oh, we're going to find something. This is great. No, I love this. Here's the thing. I love when people, like, you know, this thing lived in your head.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it got into reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now people get to have their own experience of it, and you're going to hear stories back, and it's going to be extraordinary. Like what a fun journey for you, right?
And I meet someone I'd never even met, and they know so much about, you know, all the prerequisites.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, I still wanted to find out about Simone Shasta.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Rita Revlon.
Right.
Like, these
Rustin.
Are all... Yeah, I mean, the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Is there any
honestly.
Reference to Petrina Marie in here?
No, there isn't. There is Faces stories in
Oh,
there.
Faces.
There's definitely Faces stories.
Well...
One of the most interesting... I know we're wrapping up. I want to tell them a quick story. So, before Petrina Marie passed away, right? So, in the 90s, I did a radio gig at Faces, right? And I had professional... drag queens do me up in professional, I mean, like, as a hot woman, I just want to tell you right now, like, I was stunning. Right?
John was stunning, right? Honestly. I mean,
you know, Sharon Needles was born that right. day.
That was her name. I mean? That was his name. It was Sharon Needles. Honestly. Because he really was a stunningly beautiful woman.
Sure.
And then you go with a name like Sharon Needles. It just really, it dirties it up. It dirties it up.
Anyway.
That's
cool.
Also what I learned.
All right. Hey, great. A fun book. I mean, absolutely. And audiobook coming, podcast coming.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Very cool.
Now, is it wherever you can buy books? Where do you direct people
Amazon,
to get it?
Amazon, STL Style, both great places.
Absolutely. The name of the book is Delusions of Grandeur. Author Chris Ando is our guest. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
appreciate it.
Right,
come on now.
All right. So, Chris, you're not done yet. You're going to participate in the signature close, but we got a little bit of work to do, so stand by. Okay. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We appreciate you fans listening at work, risking the danger of getting fired. IndioRadio.com, 10 a.m. Central Time. The rest of you who are a little less, you know, gussy. You're listening to the replay at 5 p.m. IndioRadio.com. And the rest of you who have no spine whatsoever,
right.
You're listening when?
And by the way, those people need to be more gussy. You're listening whenever you want, because that is how it is with on-demand audio. You can go to Podomatic, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. We exist on all those platforms. Just search Indio Radio Podcast, and you'll see all the John and Kane shows right there.
All right. Chris. The last thing we say on the show is Indio Radio. We do it all together. I will say all together, and then we'll say Indio Radio. If you mess it up, though, you're judged harshly. Okay?
That's the way it is.
Are you ready? Ready? Here we go. It's the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, all together.
Indio Radio!
I kind of expected the old lady voice.
I know, a little bit.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Are we doing it all together?
Yeah, okay, no, we can do it in all of our character voices together. Are we ready?
All the character voices, right?
All right, here we go.
Here we go. All together.
Indio Radio.
That's right, beaches.
That was the worst thing ever. All right, we'll see you Monday on the John and Kane Show.